This is Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your community radio station, WCOM, with your host, Tofu Dave Bellin. And today I have on the line Chris Wilson, author of a new book coming out, The Master Plan, My Journey from Life in Prison to a Life of Purpose. Chris Wilson, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, listen, I read your book very carefully, actually. My wife teaches a writing class at Orange Correctional over here in North Carolina, and we've been talking a little bit about what you wrote. I got a couple questions from one of the guys in the class I want to give you,
okay, if
you don't mind. So what first question we got from the guys in the writing workshop were they wanted to know both what surprised you the most when you got back on the outside, and also what did you find the most difficult for yourself personally about getting back out and establishing your life?
I would think what surprised me the most was the parole and probation process, how difficult and tedious it was. Twice a week having to check in and, like, take your analysis. But at the same time, they would say, we need you to get a job and maintain a job. And it's like, but I got to leave the job twice a week to, like, come see you. Like, how do I do it? And it's like, it seemed like there were so many things that was put in place that made it difficult for me, like, to be successful. And that surprised me, because I thought it would be, like, the opposite. I thought it would be, like, you know, they just work around your job schedule and everything. So, like, that was surprising to me. To answer the second question, what was difficult for me was actually a psychological component of, I went to prison when I was 17. I came home at 32. And as a 32-year-old man, trying to, you know, meet a woman and, like, go out and date and stuff, and I didn't have anything. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a car. And people my age were, like, established. They had houses and stuff. And it was something, like, internal that, you know, affected my confidence as a man to and not have those things. And so it was tough.
Yeah, understandable. And also down here, at least, when you're on probation, you have to pay them also.
Yeah, same thing.
All right. Well, that's a good sort of introduction to one thing I wanted to talk about, which I really liked, was at the end of your book, you have a list of 32 things to remember.
Yes.
When following your master plan, or to say it another way, you know, almost to me, just like for your life. I want to read a couple of them, and then I got one in particular I want to ask you to explain. So on the list is things like, think about how you'd like to be remembered when you're gone. Learn how to be memorable. Read books. I mean, I thought that one was good. Live a balanced life. I'm just sort of picking a few random ones here. Imitate successful people. Understand relationship maintenance, be a lifelong student. But here's now one I wanted you to explain. One of the things in it is learn how to code switch. What do you mean by that phrase?
Right. So some people, like when I was in prison, you know, you have, like, your own language. I come from a tough neighborhood, and we speak a certain kind of way. But important part of, like, the master plan or just being, like, a successful person is you need to learn how to communicate. And part of it is trying to figure out, who is your audience? Who are you talking to? Is it your employer? Is it, like, a potential client? Is it your girlfriend? And that's code switching. And so, you know, you go into a meeting. I'm going to speak in a way that's, you know, respectful and, like, whatever, like, the norms are to communicate. But I'm also, if I'm with my friends, like, I want to speak in a way that's comfortable with us. And we can use slang and stuff. But I call it, you know, it's called code switching. But I feel like that's the skill set that people should learn. Because we, as people, we judge people quickly. Like, people open their mouth and we're going to judge you.
Or how they dress or how they look.
Or how they dress, whatever. Yeah, all those things. Yeah.
And so that is not the same as sort of being phony. I mean, you're not...
No, it's not being phony.
So what's the difference there between what you're saying and sort of, you know, like the used car salesman?
It's just a matter of being able to communicate effectively to your audience. You know, I speak several languages, And like, for example, when I'm in South America and I'm speaking to someone, there's certain words that we use that show like a sign of respect and like when you do business. And I use those words to address your elders a certain kind of way. You use certain kind of words. This makes you memorable. It shows people that you respect their culture. And it's the same thing in business, same thing in life.
Makes sense to me. What's the biggest thing you want? Now, I was just talking a little bit from maybe the perspective of some people that are going to be going through or are going through what you went through. But your book is addressed to the general public, really, to the greater readership of America, let's say. And what's your big takeaway that you want readers of The Master Plan, which incidentally is coming out today, what's the biggest message you would like sort of the general public to take away from what you're trying to say here?
So I would like the most important aspect is it's not really just about like our broken criminal justice system. Like the master plan is really about deciding what kind of person you want to become, what kind of life you want to live. And I mentioned this in the book, it's about like what is your end game? And maybe you're not happy with your job. Maybe you want to learn how to cook or learn Spanish or travel to Spain or I want my book to inspire people to want to be better people, but also to want to make the world a better place. And my story is unfortunate because I grew up in difficult circumstances and I went to prison, but there's other critters out in the world everywhere, and I want people who didn't grow up like me to understand us. And I think this is the way for us to get along and make the world better.
So wouldn't you say in a certain perspective that no matter what your background is or where you came from or even in a way what you're doing today or how old you are, there's something to be gotten from this point of view of what you're calling a master plan because can make yourself a better person. Nobody's perfect. And number two, you're sort of imploring people to think about a little bit making the world a better place, giving back even a little bit to help your fellow man and woman. Isn't that sort of the message here?
That's exactly right. It's just pay attention to what's going on in the world and participate in it. There's so many people, who are just living in bubbles and don't know what's going on, don't really care. They just, they may go to work and come home and stuff. It's
Right.
like it's about living a purposeful life.
Good way to put it, not just about making money, but living a purposeful life. I like that phrase. Chris, I really wish you luck with your life and your book. I hope it's successful and you get some gigs off of it. We've really enjoyed our little literature quickie here between the covers on Community Radio Station.